Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, have you been noticing in the grocery stores, if you're not a don't have your own garden, have you noticed in the grocery store how many different kinds of squash and how much squash is available? Big bins of different kinds of squash. So you walk right on by, you pick up one. You need to pick up several because they are in season right now. They're a really good price, and later on, they're going to be more expensive. And squash is one of the kinds of foods that will keep for quite a long time. Probably not recommended, but I did have two producers tell me as they were starting to harvest their squash this year that they were still eating one or two that they had saved from last year because they're such good keepers. Really recommended probably that you don't keep them more than a couple of months, but 3-4 months, into the new year, you can still be having this wonderful fresh squash and much of it locally grown. Now, squash hates refrigeration, but it does like to be cool. So, where do you put it if it's not in the refrigerator? Well, think about a cool place in your house. I don't know if you have one that's cooler, maybe a basement, maybe even a garage until it gets really cold. I mean, they like it 55 to 65 degrees would be the perfect temperature for all of that winter squash, which would be acorn, buttercup, butternut, Hubbard, all of those that are right now that you're finding in the stores are winter squash and all kind of fit that category of having a shelf life of up to 4 months. But of course, go ahead and eat some of them now. They are so good for you as well as good tasting. And there are a lot of different ways you can use squash. I think probably the one that most people think about is cutting that acorn squash in half and putting some butter and brown sugar in it and putting it in the oven or in the microwave, and there you go. But you can put other things in them, other fruits. You could put sausage. I did one time with sausage in it, and that was pretty good. And when we're talking about acorn, of course, the other winter squashes could be treated pretty much the same way. Another option is to peel them, cook them kind of like you would potatoes, but they don't take very long. If you cube it up, it doesn't take very long to cook. And then mash it and add some flavor to it. Maybe your kids would like that. It's because it's like mashed potatoes, only it's this wonderful, rich, golden color. And just recently, I made soup, some squash, some sweet potatoes, some apples, onions, all cooked up together and put in the food processor so it was more smooth rather than chunky. I like it more smooth. And all of those flavors, fall flavors, combine wonderfully. So lots of different things that you can do with squash. You could even make pie, actually. If like sweet potato pie, you could do squash pie. You could do all of those kinds of things with squash. And a little hint, if you're getting ready to cut a squash in half and you're this is even with a good knife, it's kind of hard to cut. Put it in the microwave for, depending on the size, maybe about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. You can kind of test it out. You want it just soft enough that it makes it a little easier to cut, not necessarily cooked all the way through. So a little hint there. But great food that's available now. And as I say, buy it now and use it a little later because it's one of those foods you can do that to. Well, of course, there are a few other things that have pretty long shelf life. And right now, we're probably getting toward the end of the cantaloupe honeydew season, the ones that are locally grown, that are fresh from right here or somewhere close by. But they'll keep up to at least 2 weeks just on the counter until you know they're fully ripe. Then they really need to go in the refrigerator. And my little hint here, and you'll have a dozen different hints. How do you tell when it's ripe? Well, it smells ripe from the stem end when it's perfect. So sniff it and see what you think about that. Other people will give you other kinds of hints. Watermelon, again, shelf life is 3 to 5 weeks. Counter storage will not help ripening, but much more tolerant of pantry, fridge, or basement storage than some other melons. So if you get, you find one that's really good looking and maybe you buy it for company and oops, people didn't come or whatever, it will keep for a little while and you can still enjoy it. Of course, potatoes, you know, that's something that unless you're not a potato eater, and I'm finding more and more people don't have so many potatoes, but 5 weeks to 8 months, depending on the variety and how you store them, never in the refrigerator. Again, a cooler temperature, but it even up to 75 or so, the potatoes will keep. Probably in the dark is best, someplace where it's not, they're not laying out there on the counter in the sunshine. Onions, those dried onions, you know, you can keep those for 2 to 20 weeks. Again, they would like that dry, not a moist condition. So many of our vegetables in the refrigerator want a moist condition. Let's talk a little bit about beets, carrots, and parsnips. Now, if you have grown those in the garden, these you don't have to go out and harvest right away because even though it's getting a little frosty sometimes at night, they'll withstand that. You know, they can be left in the ground until it's getting pretty cold, and so you don't have to bring them in to store them. Whether if you're buying them fresh or you are harvesting them fresh, the ideal storage is 90 to 95% humidity. This is a vegetable that wants lots of humidity and a constant temperature between 32 and 40. So refrigerator is the greatest place, but put them into, we're talking about carrots, parsnips, beets, put them into a tight bag so that the air doesn't get to them and keeps that humidity in there. So again, if you see a good buy on carrots, for instance, well, you might want to buy some and they'll keep, and the nutritional value will keep pretty well in them too. They're not like some of the other vegetables that where the nutritional value starts going down. Well, related to food, but not necessarily to those harvesting or so on, I think it's always kind of interesting to look at trends in food. And if you go back a few years, maybe even a lot of years, you will see a number of trends that you could identify. But the chefs in various restaurants get together and say, okay, I think this is what's going to happen. And I wanted to share a couple of the predictions for 2012 this year, because they'll soon be gathering to do the predictions for 2013. But and thinking about what we have seen locally, or maybe what you've been hearing about, reading about, did any of these predictions come true in this year? Well, the first one on the list that I had was Nordic cuisine. And I haven't seen that prediction coming true here. But remember, most of these chefs that are being questioned are on the East and West Coast, where you have a high urban population, just high population. And so some things happen faster, earlier on the coast, and we get them a little bit later. Fast food reinventions. Now, that's one that I think we've seen in the last year or so, depending on how you define reinvention. But at some of our fast food places, notice that they have added French fried sweet potatoes. That's something new. Some of them have added a more of a variety of desserts and kinds of preparation, a wider choice of how food is prepared, not just fried, but maybe grilled, maybe with different kinds of coating. So I think we have seen some of that fast food reinvention. New cupcakes. Well, I think we're still into the, depending on how you define new, all of those very fancy cupcakes. I think you definitely have seen those. And that probably is going to continue with some new variations on those even. Gluten-free, we've certainly seen that happening. Mostly, I think, because people are feeling that they need to have gluten-free products. There's so many more on the grocery shelf to choose from. Recipes for creating your own gluten-free kinds of food, certainly one that we have seen here. What about food halls? Nah, we don't have high enough population, but where there's high population, instead of a grocery store like we're used to, it's a food hall where you go from one specialty to the next specialty. What about Moroccan food? Probably not too much here. Funky pizzas. I think we're seeing more variety in pizzas, more places to get pizza. I think that pizza food is, it's just so popular that it has continued to be offered in a variety of ways. Just a couple of the predictions that maybe some of them we still will have to come here, but some of them have already happened. So until next time, you know, food, one of my favorite things to talk about. And this sort of, goes with finding the food you stored at the back of the fridge that really shouldn't have been. Anyhow, the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to get a new replacement.